Lights came on inside the house. I heard the murmur of voices and the pounding of feet. I didn't move until I heard the back door open and saw the glow of the porch light. Only then did I dare to leave my spot and welcome my human friends to the battle. I crept westward down the side of the house. As I rounded the northwest corner of the house, I found myself standing face to face with... Okay, it was Loper. Boy, I was glad to see him. He was dressed in boxer shorts, cowboy boots, and his felt hat. He carried a flashlight in one hand and a shotgun in the other. The expression on his face was, well, angry. Maybe even ferocious. Good. If we had to go up against the monster, we would need all the ferociousness we could muster. He heard me approaching and turned the flashlight, ouch, right into my eyeballs. Then he spoke.
What is it, Hank?
I did my best to explain the situation. See, I had caught Eddie the Rack playing with a sheet on the clothesline, and just as I was about to place him under arrest, this huge laundry monster jumped out of the bushes and he ate poor Eddie, just gobbled him down in one bite, and then he attacked me, and I fought him off as long as I could, and then, well, I barked for help. That was about it. Loper threw the beam of the flashlight around the yard.
I don't see anything. Wait.
The light fell upon something lying in the grass. It was big and light-colored, with pale stripes. There, you see, it was the laundry monster. I knew it. Didn't I tell him? Hey, there was proof, living proof, that I hadn't made this whole thing up. He walked over and picked it up. It was... That is, it appeared to be a sheet. An empty sheet. Loper's eyes came at me like bullets, and he stalked over to where I was sitting. He held up the sheet in front of my nose.
What's this?
Well, it was a sheet, an empty sheet. And it was dirty, soiled, and torn. But I could explain everything. See, when laundry monsters see light or people, they run. And sometimes they run right out of their sheets. So what we had here was an abandoned sheet of a former laundry... I had a feeling that my story wasn't selling. It was true, every word of it, but who would believe it? I could feel Loper's gaze burning down at me. I began to melt. My head sank and I gathered my tail between my legs.
Playing with my wife's sheets again. In her yard? Well, buddy, I've got some advice for you. Get your little barking self out of this yard. And if you wake me up one more time...
Yes, sir, but... He opened the gate.
Out. And don't come back.
Yes, sir, but... I slithered through the open gate, but not quick enough to avoid his boot on my tail section. Muttering under his breath, he went back into the house and slammed the door. The lights went out inside the house, and silence fell around me. Fine. If that's the way he wanted it, by George, the next time I saw a monster prowling around the house, I would just go back to sleep. What was the point of having a head of ranch security if nobody paid attention to him? I had never been so outraged. I had risked my life. I might have been killed. The whole family might have been... Huh? Wait a minute. Hold everything. I put my vast memory banks into rewind and tried to recall every detail of the night's drama. Eddie was there at the clothesline, right? He was playing with a sheet. Only seconds later, we got our first sighting of the so-called laundry monster, and if my memory served me right, it had been Drover who had reported it. Oh, brother, do you see the meaning of all this? Eddie was the phony monster. The little twerp had pulled the sheet over his... Drover would pay for this. I mean, I would see to it that he spent the next 2 weeks with his nose in the corner. And as for Eddie, the next time I saw him, I was gonna... Huh? I shot a glance to my left. To my right. Who cares? He was standing right there to my left. Eddie the Rack. Can you believe that? Just as I had figured out his latest scam, he had presented himself for the thrashing he so richly deserved. He sat up on his haunches, grinned, and waved his paw.
Oh, hi, how's it going?
A growl began to rumble deep in my throat-alary region. Why, you little cockroach. Did you think you could fool me with that phony ghost business?
Wasn't me, honest.
Honest, huh? How dare you use the word? Hey, pal, I had the deal figured out from the start. It was you under that sheet, Eddie. And you thought it would be fun to scare the bejeebers out of us dogs, right? Well, you didn't fool me, not for a minute. And now I'm gonna have the pleasure of... He shrank back and held up his hands in surrender.
Wasn't me, honest, I can prove it.
I caught myself at the very last second. You can prove it? Okay, I'll give you 1 minute to argue your case.
Five. Give me 5 minutes.
No, I'll give you 2 minutes.
Four. Just four. Four's all I need.
Forget it, Charlie. My heart is hard and cold on this deal.
Three. 3 minutes, that's all.
I gave that some thought. Okay, I'll give you 3 minutes to prove what can't be proved.
Great, thanks.
And Eddie, even if you prove it, I won't believe it. You know why? Because you're a sneak. And nobody but an idiot would believe anything you said.
Right, no problem. Here we go.
He rolled his little raccoon hands around.
I saw the ghost.
Huh, I know you did. Only you saw him from the inside.
No, outside, just like you. How big was he?
How big? Well,
small, tiny, little bitty, teeny weeny.
I gave him a knowing smirk. Eddie, if you thought he was teeny weeny, you didn't see what I saw.
Big, huh?
Big doesn't even come close to it. The guy was huge.
How tall? 3 feet? 4 feet?
4 feet? Huh? What a laugh. No, Eddie, the thing I saw was at least...
7 feet?
No, 8. He was 8 feet tall if he was an inch. I stared at Eddie and suddenly realized, wait a minute, is this some kind of trick? He must have gotten tired of rolling his hands together because he reached up and started messing with my ears. That's a raccoon for you. Their hands are always moving. He gave me a wink.
No trick. How tall am I?
I don't know, Eddie, but you're tall enough to reach my ears.
8 feet?
No.
7 feet?
No.
6 feet?
Eddie, if you're trying to suggest, what's your point? He clapped his hands together.
Couldn't have been me. I'm too short. Bingo!
I marched several steps away. He was moving too fast for me. On the one hand, I didn't trust him, not even a little bit. But on the other hand, I marched back over to him. Okay, I'll admit that what you said makes a certain amount of sense. The problem is that you said it, and I don't believe anything you say. He threw a finger into the air.
More proof? Fine. That was a king-size sheet, right?
I don't know, Eddie. I didn't check the label.
It was a king-size sheet. Came off a king-size bed, right?
Well, I suppose.
Wouldn't fit me. I wear a pint-size sheet. Wrong size. Bingo!
He chirped a squeaky little laugh.
Hee hee! Listen, got a deal. You and me.
Hold it. Halt. Stop. Do you think I'm nuts? Hey, you still haven't convinced me about the monster business, and now you want to talk to me about a deal? What's wrong with you? He blinked his beady little eyes.
Sorry, take your time. I'll wait.
He picked up a weed stem and started chewing on it, while I tried to sort through the evidence he had presented. Evidence number one. Reliable witnesses had reported the laundry monster to be 8 feet tall. Evidence two. Eddie was nowhere close to 8 feet tall. Our careful scientific measurements had established that as fact. Evidence number three. Other reliable witnesses had reported that the monster had been wearing a gorilla-sized sheet. Evidence number four. we knew for a fact that Eddie was not a gorilla, or even close to being a gorilla. He was a shrimpy little raccoon. I paced back and forth, chewing my lip and thinking deeply on this stunning new twist in the case. Was it possible that Eddie was telling the truth? Only minutes before, I would have scoffed at the very idea. But now, the evidence was impressive. I had to admit that, and even more impressive was that I had gathered it all myself, including the all-important measurement of the laundry monster. That was a solid fact that wouldn't budge. Our best measurement guy from the security division had done the work and had taken his readings on a laser spyometer. How could you argue against evidence like that? I stole a glance at the suspect. He had finished chewing up and shredding the weed stem. Now he was juggling three rocks in the air. Eddie couldn't sit still. Was that a clue? No, it was a fact, but not a clue. There's a difference, you know. Some facts are clues and some... never mind. Having submitted all the evidence to rigorous and heartless analysis, I whirled around and faced the suspect. Okay, Eddie, we've reviewed all the data and we've reached a verdict. We find you not guilty of the charges of impersonating a laundry monster. You're free to go. For some reason, he started laughing.